thank you very much. You are the Savior with the spiritual touch. Praise you, praise your holy name. Since you touched my life, I've never been the same.
Well, in my darkness,
you are my light.
Pain and confusion,
you guide me all right.
I sing sweet Jesus,
you are the Christ.
And in my blindness,
you're such a beautiful sight. Thank you very much. You are the Savior with the spiritual touch. Praise your holy name. Since you touched my life, I've never been the same.
Well, in my darkness,
you are my light.
Pain and confusion,
you guide me all right.
I sing sweet Jesus,
you are the Christ.
And in my blindness,
you're such a beautiful sight. Thank you very much. You are the Savior with the spiritual touch. Praise your holy name. Since you touched my life, I've never been the same.
Well, in my darkness,
you are my light.
Pain and confusion,
you guide me all right.
I sing sweet Jesus,
you are the Christ.
And in my blindness,
you're such a beautiful sight. Thank you very much. You are the Savior with the spiritual touch. Praise your holy name. Since you touched my life, I've never been the same. Thank you very much. You are the Savior with the spiritual touch. Praise your holy name. Since you touched my life, I've never been the same,
Welcome, friends, to today's program of Discovering a Better Life. My name is Ron Bainbridge, and it is my privilege, on behalf of A Better Life's Ministries, to share with you stories of people whose life changed when they met Jesus Christ. In these messages, I talk about real people facing real challenges in their lives. And I sincerely believe that if you'll take the time to listen carefully, some of you will identify with the desire of these people to find solutions to their problems and light for the dark places in their lives. Some years ago, I read an article which was titled Out of the Darkness, and I was deeply touched by Scott and Linda Talley's story of how a young woman named Rhoda had influenced their daughter, Stephanie. In their story, Scott and Linda wrote that Rhoda was there for our daughter in a way that we, her parents, could never be. She was a positive influence and mature example during Stephanie's typical difficult teenage years. To Stephanie, Rhoda was of that magic age, younger than a mother, older than a sister, and just the right age for remembering and understanding teenage problems. They then went on to say, as we think about Rhoda, we are continually amazed at how could a former drug abuser, alcohol abuser, truth abuser, and self-abuser have a positive effect on anyone. Scott and Linda then concluded their thoughts by saying, Rhoda's story continues to thrill us. Friends, with those words of Scott and Linda Talley in your mind, let me tell you something more specific about Rhoda. During her teens and early 20s, Rhoda, like many of her generation, led a wild and rebellious life. And fueled by her poor self-image, rebellion made it easy for Rhoda to fall into substance abuse. In fact, this self-destructive behavior began with alcohol during her early teen years and quickly progressed to marijuana and then to more lethal drugs. And this ruinous lifestyle continued into her 20s. But although Rhoda was filled with inner turmoil, she was a charmer with an effervescent personality, and she went on to marry a very respectable young man. But even with a loving husband, Rhoda became so obsessed with drugs that she lied constantly in order to pursue her habit. Tragically, her destructive behavior was no longer just something she did. It was now the person she had become. And it wasn't long before she turned her anger on herself. Then she began to abuse herself physically and lapsed into periods of great depression. Rhoda even remembers punching herself until she was covered with bruises. Paradoxically, although Rhoda's despair made her aware of the ugliness in her life, She was incapable of escaping her self-fashioned prison. Friends, occasionally people change because of some catastrophic event in their lives, but such occurrences are rare. However, Rhoda went on to experience a wonderful change in her life, and this change was made possible because someone cared enough to make a substantial investment in her life. That someone was a quiet, unassuming man and his wife, who were known around their small town as caring and helpful Christians. Friends, people of Glenn and Tony's ilk generally do not have many opportunities to cross paths with people like Rhoda, but they are unique Christian individuals who look for opportunities to help people regardless of the severity of their problem. Initially, Glenn and Tony began by accepting Rhoda. They did not treat her in a condescending manner, neither did they judge her. They simply befriended her. In fact, Glenn and Tony became Rhoda's friends in a very practical way. They babysat her daughter. They had her family in their home for meals and during holidays. They picked her up and drove her home when she was drunk or high on drugs. And on one occasion, they even bailed her out of jail. In summary, Glenn and Tony were the personification of love. And as a result of this visible show of concern and affection for her, Rhoda's confidence began to slowly grow. Then, as her self-confidence grew, the time seemed right to help Rhoda see the goodness that was buried deep within her. And as a result of their confidence in her, Rhoda endeavoured to break her pattern of abuse and depression. This, friends, was a beginning, but Rhoda's pattern had taken years to form and it wasn't easily broken. So over a period of time, small improvements were followed by many relapses. However, during all the ups and downs in Rhoda's recovery, Glenn and Tony were there to furnish encouragement, advice, and tangible help. And surrounded by their unconditional love, Rhoda began making progress. She became a better mother and wife. She held on to her job. And finally, she admitted her addiction and began working on the causes. It was at this point that Scott and Linda Talley's daughter entered Rhoda's life. It came about when Glenn asked Rhoda if he could take her daughter to the Bible school at his church. And it so happened that Scott and Linda Talley's daughter was a part of a high school group that taught this school. And this was a turning point for Rhoda, who was impressed with the manner in which these teenagers loved and taught her three-year-old. She was touched, but at the same time confused. So she asked about this remarkable fact of teenagers giving up their summer time to teach, and Glenn told her that the teens taught for the same reason he and Tony had befriended her. They were people with a purpose. They were Christians, and they were trying to love and help people as a means of expressing their gratitude to God because he loved and helped them. And because Rhoda experienced the love of God through the lives of her friends, she listened. In fact, she had perceived Glenn and Tony's actions of love long before she heard their words. Friends, Rhoda asked numerous questions and endured many struggles before becoming a Christian. Indeed, she continues to have many battles. But the words she spoke when she realized that God, through his Son Jesus, wanted for her life are indelibly imprinted in my mind. She said, "I can have all the ugliness taken away." Well, my friends, she could, and she did. And today, as a result of her amazing transformation, Rhoda and her husband Paul, together with their three children, live a life dedicated to helping others in the name of Jesus. In fact, Rhoda spends a lot of her time helping others who are imprisoned in the darkness of abuse, addiction, and self-hatred. And because of her own past experiences, she is able to help others with great empathy and compassion. Friends, Rhoda influenced Scott and Linda Talley's daughter because she became the person God intended for her to be. In reality, only God can make a Rhoda. You see, that's what he does. He redeems people from the darkness and takes away the ugliness. And as I consider the remarkable transformation God brought about in Rhoda's life, I'm reminded that he is able to change the heart and life of anyone who desires such a change. Perhaps the words of our next song might encourage some of you to let go and let God make a difference in your lives. I hope so. Listen carefully as the Covenant Singers declare, "Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. May I be like you, You are the potter, I am the clay. Mould me and make me, this is what I pray.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
Friends, what beautiful sentiments are expressed in that prayer song, and how true it is that God can change our heart and transform our life from darkness and ugliness, if only we will let Him. Would you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you never give up on us, and so thankful that when we fail, you take our hand and say, "Let's try it again." Please help each listener to know that obedience to your word will make all our tomorrows better. In Jesus' name, Amen. Friends, thank you for tuning in to this station today. I sincerely hope that the message you've heard will help you to understand that no matter how dysfunctional your life might be, Jesus offers another chance. So don't become discouraged. Perhaps you have failed, but that's no shame as long as you're determined to get up and try again. You're a tremendous person. You wouldn't have continued to listen to this program if you weren't so. So today, I'm encouraging you to place your trust in God and face the future with courage and optimism, because tomorrow can be better. That is, if you'll let God change your heart. He did it for Rhoda, and there's no reason why He won't do it for you. All you have to do is to trust Him and see what a difference that makes. Friends, I hope some of you will allow the team of A Better Life Ministries the privilege of assisting you in your personal journey of faith. We sincerely want you to know that you can move beyond disappointment and discouragement by trusting and loving God, who longs to bless you. Today, we're offering a booklet titled Tomorrow Can Be Better. It's a booklet that can help you to know the promise of change that God plants in the heart of anyone who will look to Him for guidance. This booklet has been especially prepared for you and will be sent to you free of any charge or obligation. To receive your personal copy, just write to Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331. If you prefer, you can request Tomorrow Can Be Better by phone on 98418418. Our address again, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what we've shared today. Until next week, when we shall be privileged to share another story with you about real people facing real challenges in their lives, we pray that God will lift each of you up on eagle's wings and give you peace and purpose in life.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.